Well, I was sitting on my boat just a few weeks ago, Captain Sham said. I was eating some pasta with puttanesca sauce, and I spilled some on my leg. Before I knew it, the leeches were attacking.
That's just how it happened with my husband, Aunt Josephine said, biting her lip. The Baudelaires, all three of them, clenched their fists in frustration. They knew that Captain Sham's story about the puttanesca sauce was as phony as his name, but they couldn't prove it.
Here, Captain Sham said, pulling a small card out of his pocket and handing it to Aunt Josephine. Take my business card, and next time you're in town, perhaps we could enjoy a cup of tea.
That sounds delightful, Aunt Josephine said, reading his card. Captain Sham Sailboats. Every boat has its own sail. Oh, Captain, you have made a very serious grammatical error here.
What?
Captain Sham said, raising his eyebrow. This card says it's with an apostrophe. I-T apostrophe S always means it is. You don't mean to say every boat has it is own sail. You mean simply I-T-S belonging to it. It's a very common mistake, Captain Sham, but a dreadful one. Captain Sham's face darkened, and it looked for a minute like he was going to raise his peg leg again and kick Aunt Josephine with all his might. But then he smiled, and his face cleared.
Thank you for pointing that out, he said finally.
You're welcome, Aunt Josephine said. Come, children, it's time to pay for our groceries. I hope to see you soon, Captain Sham.
Captain Sham smiled and waved goodbye, but the Baudelaires watched as his smile turned to a sneer as soon as Aunt Josephine had turned her back. He had fooled her, and there was nothing the Baudelaires could do about it. They spent the rest of the afternoon trudging back up the hill carrying their groceries, but the heaviness of cucumbers and limes was nothing compared to the heaviness in the orphans' hearts. All the way up the hill, Aunt Josephine talked about Captain Sham and what a nice man he was and how much she hoped they would see him again, while the children knew he was really Count Olaf and a terrible man and hoped they would never see him for the rest of their lives. There is an expression that, I am sad to say, is appropriate for this part of the story. The expression is falling for something hook, line, and sinker, and it comes from the world of fishing. The hook, the line, and the sinker are all parts of a fishing rod, and they work together to lure fish out of the ocean to their doom. If somebody is falling for something hook, line, and sinker, they are believing a bunch of lies and may find themselves doomed as a result. Aunt Josephine was falling for Captain Sham's lies, hook, line, and sinker, but it was Violet, Klaus, and Sunny who were feeling doomed. As they walked up the hill in silence, the children looked down at Lake Lachrymose and felt the chill of doom fall over their hearts. It made the three siblings feel cold and lost, as if they were not simply looking at the shadowy lake, but had been dropped into the middle of its depths.